Welcome to the Triple MCG.
Welcome, Tony Squires, Mark Bosnich and Matthew Hayden. This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
Yeah, howdy on this Friday afternoon. Gee, I hope you're already finished. I hope you are officially, as we speak, on holidays.
Yep, packed up, ready to go. Destination sought after.
I hope you're still working.
Well, honestly, Boz.
Because you've got to be dedicated. You've got to go right to the final whistle.
Time and a place, Bozza. It's got to right. Chill out for whistle. A bit.
Yeah, if you finish at 5:30, don't knock off now.
Seriously, if you finish at 5:30, you go all the way through to 5:30?
Go all the way to 5:30. Actually, do the extra 5 minutes to show your dedication.
It's funny because it's not true. We've got so much in the hour to share with you, including our sporting highlights and lowlights of 2013. As I said, if you've got some, have a little think. We might use your brains as well. Shortly, we're going to catch up with Mama Haydos.
Yes.
Just get a couple of little insights into how Matthew Hayden got on as a young person. There's all that to go, but look, I'm a little bit obsessed with what happened earlier. If you haven't, if you just joined us, we're talking road trips because it's holiday time.
Yes.
And we're talking about games.
Yep.
Yeah, you're playing
ice
the car. Jono, who is somewhere when we spoke to him last about an hour ago on the Hay Plain, you know, driving from Sydney to Adelaide with his girlfriend. G'day, Jono. You there, Jono?
Maybe he's bundied off.
Jono has bundied off.
Jono, wake up.
We can't get Jono. You there? We'll get back to Jono because we are going to play a game of I Spy with him very shortly. We set it up before. We haven't been able to manage to get what he'd spied. I think it began with the letter S.
You said seatbelts.
We said seatbelts.
Yep. I said seat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We said a few. We actually gave him nothing, really. We didn't have many S's at all.
Well, I had sister, and he said...
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Yeah, fairly
nice
stupid. We'll catch up with Jono a little bit later on next. So Mama Haydos joins us on the KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session. Mark Bosnich, Matty Hayden and Tony Squires doing it for KFC Sweet Sesame Crunch. Last week it was Mama Bozza we spoke to, just to get some insight into what you're up to. And I think we're
very probably, interesting, wasn't it,
yeah,
Squizey?
It was fascinating. And then, of course, the little door opened, just a little crack for when you said, Haydos, that your mother was in fact a teacher of drama and theatre. I think she had her letters in music as well. It didn't necessarily shock me, but I was intrigued and surprised. And went on to learn that she had a radio show of her own as well.
Yes.
So we thought, well, why wouldn't we talk to Mum Haydos to see exactly what, you know, some insights about you, my friend. And one of the things, because we talked about drama, and I thought, well, the best place to start was about acting. Was he in as a kid? Did he do performance? Were there any plays, any memorable roles?
I think one of the plays that he performed in was Tom Sawyer.
Yep.
Where there was a fighting scene, and that was right up his alley.
Shot me.
And of course, it brought the house down because I think the fighting part of it was extended to even over the stage. And he stole the performance and had to perform in the concert at night. So he's kind of been performing for a long time.
You turned Tom Sawyer into some brutal street fight.
It was a conception of stage fighting.
Tom Sawyer went to UFC, buddy. It started with you.
Stage fighting then, cage fighting
cage
now.
Cage fighting now.
I love that. She said, though, apart from the fighting in there, Henry Higgins was another character you played in Pygmalion.
Yep. Yes, it was, yep.
Okay, so you did very well there. All right, well, one of the things that I think Bozza was interested in was the seemingly dominating spirit of Matthew Hayden. The personality. Did it exist
when
from
he was a young age?
Sir, I can remember him in under 10 cricket and he was a bowler and he was bowling to this boy who was actually a little older. But he loved, you know, getting anyone out. And this boy, when he got out for a duck, he just dissolved into tears and his mum, you know, raced onto the field and hugged him, which is something I would never do.
Yeah.
And Matt was at the other end laughing his head off. And I'm thinking, that's not the right thing to do.
And Mum was also...
Oh, dreadful. Dreadful.
Gotta harden up, buddy. This is the big time now.
Under 10.
Unfold your arms, Matthew. Unfold your arms.
That is so good.
If we pan camera right, you see see Mum there probably just,
apart from, you know, your attitude there with not having no sympathy whatsoever, which is fair enough, I'm also interested in the bowling. Were did you bowl quick? What were you bowling?
Oh, absolute rubbish. I bowled rubbish, and that stayed exactly like that for about 25 years.
What was your stock ball, buddy?
No, but man, most people... You know, Bozzy, you probably played as a front rower in the game. If you even call it, what is it called?
No, I
full
played
forward,
forward no, striker.
No, I played centre or 5/8 in rugby league.
In soccer, did you play? You know, in the field rather than goalkeeper.
Oh, wherever I was needed.
Yeah, wherever needed.
You change over, don't you? Yeah, I think I was about 16 or 17. And I thought, this is too hard. I've got to go bat a bit more here now.
All right. Well, as you mentioned, did happen in terms of turning the tables. On us, because your mum, from the few moments I've spent with her, is what you call a bright cookie.
Yes.
quite impressive. So this is what she had to say.
Well, first of all, I really haven't met either of you, so this is the first time.
KG, Mum, that's the way.
Mark, let me get it into perspective. So you're the one who played Joan of Arc.
That's correct.
And Tony, you're the one who loves Peppa Pig.
Correct.
Yes. I can't believe my son is actually, you know, mixing with you two, Peppa Pig and Joan of Arc. If I'd have ever given Matt Joan of Arc to play, I tell you, I would have been burnt at the stake.
And she had a gag to get out with.
She did.
She had a gag
in
to
and
get
out
with.
That was that's practice, isn't it?
It is. In, out, do one.
You know what? She went one step further, though, because she's obviously, I don't know, she's Michael Parkinson. She went to, you know, pick deeper.
Yes.
Yeah, pick she did. She went for a personal story on Mark Bosnich.
That's
Look, have you got no hair or have you got...
No.
Did you play with a wig on it?
I'm getting
this picture of you.
Yeah, yeah. I had a period when I went to advanced hair. And
let's not name names now.
No, it's the truth. No. And I took it off after a year. And my father actually said to me at a family meeting after that year, he goes, you know what? You've made some mistakes in your life, but this is in the top two.
I love it. Matthew Hayden, we love your mother, Moya Hayden. She did. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mrs.
Brilliant.
Hayden. And next, in 2 weeks' time when we return,
I'm heading up to Newcastle tomorrow, so I will certainly be making sure she says nothing.
She will.
Only for chocolate.
She will.
Exactly.
How do you know we've not already done it?
Yep.
Yeah.
KFC Summer Session.
It's the KFC Summer Session with Mark Bosnich, Matty Hayden and Tony Squires for KFC. Mm. Sweet Sesame Crunch fueling those green and gold bucket heads right around Australia.
Sweet.
Try a piece for $2 today. Bozza.
Yes.
Good news with Juventus arriving. They're going to play the All-Stars, the A-League All-Stars. This is it's a terrific
concept,
isn't it?
Yeah,
and
really
we had some great games already.
Yeah, and Man United and Liverpool last season. And David Gallop, to be fair to him, he made the promise last year that it's not just going to be a once-only thing because of the success of it that we're going to get. And he knows, as well as we all do, the Australian sporting public not only deserves the best, but they know what the best sporting teams are. And they not only want the top teams to come down, like Juventus, Man United, Liverpool, so they'll get the Real Madrid's, Barcelona, you know, teams like that. It only makes sense. And also...
Has Juventus got the great moment of, Never Walk Alone, that kind of stuff, the songs that
theirs a little bit different. Mm. Obviously, we've got a massive Italian community all across Australia, especially here in Sydney, so theirs will be a little bit different. It'd be great to get Alessandro Del Piero involved as well, because he's their most capped player.
Would it make a guest appearance for them?
It'd be great if you did one half for the All-Stars for Juventus. So it's a really good concept, and also it's great for the A-League that a player from each side will be named in the All-Star side, and it's a really good thing because in the past top teams have toured but not always with their full complement of players and so forth.
Yeah.
So
will it be big, Boz?
Yeah. Yeah, it will be. I mean, we've got 85,000 last year for Man United. Anyone who was at the MCG to see Liverpool as well, You Never Walk Alone, 95,000 people was excellent. It will be big. And the important thing is, I said, for the sporting public in general, is that the best players come down and the best teams. That's very, very important.
Mm. All right.
Congratulations, FFA, David Gallop, Barry O'Farrell, our Premier of New South Wales. Well done.
Mm. David Gallop, I saw him the other day looking very smart and some sharp sunglasses.
He's done very well since he's come.
Yeah.
Very, very well.
All right, so what is going on with the A-League then?
A-League, well, tonight we've got Haydos' team. We're leading the table at 8 o'clock on Fox Sports 1.
This is the bandwagon
team. That's right.
Bandwagon, yeah.
Brisbane will be playing Newcastle. Then tomorrow night we have the Melbourne Derby at 7.45, Melbourne Victory versus Melbourne Heart. On Sunday, Wellington versus Sydney at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Perth versus Adelaide.
Wellington aren't travelling so well.
They're not.
They lost again last night.
They haven't won a game yet.
Yeah, Del Piero's not there. Brett Emerton's not there.
Brett Emerton, I don't know. I know Del Piero has travelled.
Well, I've got information.
I know Del Piero has travelled. Following that on Sunday, Perth versus Adelaide. Mm-hmm. And on Monday night, we have West Sydney Wanderers versus Central Coast Mariners. And then Boxing Day. So after the Test match, Boxing Day, great tradition in Australia. We're going to be watching a Test match against the Poms. At night time at 7.30, we're going to have Sydney FC versus Brisbane. Right. So if you're home and you feel like putting on some entertainment, Fox Sports 1's the place to be. Some highlights.
Is that called Boxing Day night or just Boxing Night?
Boxing Day night. I'm going to call it. That's another Bozoism. Write that down.
Boxing Day night.
Some great games coming up in the EPL. There's about 3 to 4 games over the next 7 days. Very busy period. Some of the pick of them on Saturday night at 11:45 will be Liverpool versus Cardiff. Sunday night at 12:30, straight Monday morning, Southampton versus Spurs. So Spurs are still managerless. And a massive one on Tuesday morning, if you can get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, Arsenal, after losing to Manchester City last week in unbelievable fashion, will be playing against Chelsea. It's massive for them and very important for Arsenal to bounce back.
Boss, do you watch all these games? Are you all over it?
I wouldn't say all of them, the ones are at the same time, but I'm lucky to have the IQ, so I have to put them on because then we've got to talk about them. And I've got to admit, the fans out there, you know, there's a lot of fans out there who either stream them or watch them or so forth. You've got to be spot on with your analysis because sometimes if you're not, you know, they hit you for six, especially with social media and so forth. So definitely watch all the A-League games. They're at good hours. Sometimes you have to IQ the Premier League games and then watch them on a replay at a suitable hour.
Boz has just lifted up the sleeve of his T-shirt. Is that that tattoo? Is that a scorpion or is it a lobster or is it a crab? It
looks like Santa Claus from here.
Scorpion, buddy.
Scorpion.
It's a scorpion. 7-7 Alpha.
Why?
Yes. Long story, but as for the next 2 weeks' time, we'll talk about that. Brendan.
I'm unaware of the story behind the scorpion, but trust me, a door has just opened. This is the KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session.
Now it's time for another one of Boz's Christmas Crackers.
What time is it when you have to go to the dentist? 2:30. Get it? 2:30.
The KFC Summer Session.
It's KFC Summer Session with Mark Bosnich, Matty Hayden and Tony Squires. And look, this is supposed to be have some sport in this program, so we thought we should, given it's our last one of the year, have a little look back and troll through and think about what may be the highs and lows of 2013. From sporting perspective. And look, there are obviously individual people are going to have their team that won, and that's absolutely fair enough. And we want you to help us out in a minute as well. But, Bozza, what for you stood out?
Will they pick one or, will they pick more than one or it has to be exactly one?
Well, I think just go with one. And I'll see how you're travelling.
I have to say the sporting team performance of the year has got to be the Ashes.
The
Australian
Ashes.
Cricket side, yeah.
It's a big comeback, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's massive.
From where they were.
It is massive. Come on, 3-0 against, and not only that, unexpected.
Yep.
I don't think there was, I mean, Haydos said that he expected them to win 3-1, but I still think, you know, every player we've spoken to, when we ask about, or I ask about the surprise that may be so early as well that they've gone 3-0
and Ricky Ponting even, I think this week said, described it as one of the great
wins. That will be forever. That's for debate for pubs and at Christmas do's and family do's for the rest of time. But for me, this season, 2013, most definitely.
Yeah, I think what's unreal about it is that the lofty expectation of the Poms.
Yes.
I mean, they're all cock-a-hoop. They were 5-0 and they're all in our face and now all of a sudden.
Boom. So you're saying one of the things that adds to the luster of the win is the pain you've inflicted on the enemy.
Well, going back to my under 10 days, you can see
you look so
there's
well.
Nothing left in the tank now, buddy.
Well, it was probably wrong to go to you first, Bozza, because it's hard to beat that one. That is just an absolute great thing. And for a nation that is sporting-wise, sometimes it's like we have different gauges on our railway tracks. Some areas of Australia are more passionate about various sports.
But cricket, to put it metaphorically, I've batted first and scored 600, but go on. Let's go.
all right, Haydos, first drop.
Yeah, look, I think for me, just to get away from the mainstream sports, the recent ASP world number one champion, Mick Fanning. I mean, that was, you can't imagine, you know, surfing a break like pipe. It's just phenomenal.
Have you ever surfed there?
No, I haven't. And I have seen it.
Yeah.
And it looks really frightening.
Yep.
But in that sort of closing stages of his heat, Mick Fanning grabbing the rail on something which looked hideous, 10 foot plus,
yep.
and then just holding on because he had to and because he is an absolute champion Australian, holding on to the rail, digging in, and then getting shot out the end of pipe was just one of those really magical moments for Australian sporting history. He's really dug in deep. It's a long cultural history as well in terms of, you know, having Australians being number one in the world.
Has he put himself right at the top?
Well, I think he has. I mean, he's got Parko. They're so close. That's what I really like about it as well.
Yeah.
Whether it be Taj or Parko or even young Julian Wilson now, who's just starting to really kick it on the world stage. He's won a couple of events this year. He's finished sixth in the world. So, you know, that was a great moment, I reckon. Yeah. And, you know, Mick is just such a humble, great champion.
And another person, and this is the one for me, I guess, because he has a similar, he carries himself beautifully, is Adam Scott.
Okay.
Now, Adam Scott this year, even for people who aren't golf fans, and there are a lot out there, that on that Monday morning, watching him do what no other Australian has ever done.
Especially going through the US Masters. Of the Greg Norman years.
Exactly. Yeah. We've seen it almost in our reach and then be dragged away.
Painful.
Yeah, absolutely painful. And he went through, and once again, we thought that may well happen. And Angel Cabrera comes through and on that 18th hole gets into a playoff suddenly, and we think it's going to happen again. And then he pulls out a beautiful clutch putt in the playoff and wins it. Yells out, there's people in the crowd yelling Queenslander Haydos, which is fantastic. Yep. And
that's debatable.
Exactly. And he reaches down inside his guts and yells out, "Yes, Aussie!" And it was such a great moment across Australia. People just loving it.
Nicely described. Yeah,
absolutely
described.
Brilliant. Yeah, I can't go past Adam Scott for that. I wanted to go to some lowlights. Maybe we'll get them in a minute because I just feel like we're uplifted at the moment. Mm. Want to hear from you, 133353. Have we missed out on any great sporting moment and achievement for 2013, but it may just be you. Maybe your own personal glory. Maybe your kids' personal glory. Love to hear from you. 133353 on the KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session for KFC's Sweet Sesame Crunch. How better to spend a Friday afternoon before we all take a short break than just talking about some of those great moments in Aussie sport for 2013. The moments uplifted the nation or individuals, don't care either way. 133353 is our number and Lee has called. G'day, mate.
How you going, guys?
Very well.
Thanks, Lee.
What was it for you?
The greatest sporting achievement can be wrapped up in three simple words.
Mm-hmm.
State of origin.
You'd be calling from Queensland, Lee.
Born and bred, free-range Queenslander. Yeah.
You're fortunate this time, Lee.
Yeah, that's eight in a row. That great is team. A pretty phenomenal rugby league team you've got, Lee. You've got to be proud. Did you go to any of the games?
Nah, mate, they're a bit out of my financial range the tickets these days, but one good thing with the New South Wales, at least we're teaching them to count to 10.
So he's not going to stop. Love it, Lou. Brett, what about you?
G'day, mate. Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys.
You too.
Look, I play in a football team, as Boz would call it, soccer, football. Mm-hmm. And there's about four sets of brothers in the team, which is it's fantastic. And we went through the season undefeated. We were called the Woodies All-Stars, and we won the grand final really convincingly, so it was a terrific season.
Yeah, good man.
Very good.
That is good. Round of applause from the studio audience.
Qualifying for the World Cup, the Socceroos too. I mean, we were talking about top ones, but that was a great achievement.
Yeah, that was. And we were there together that night.
It was an expected achievement, and we're talking about, you know, did we all expect Adam Scott to win the Masters? Probably not.
Yeah. That was a grand achievement, the qualifying. Of course, we bumped back to earth fairly shortly.
Yeah, 3 months later, 3 months later, the coach went. So it shows how things can turn around very quickly in sport.
River, g'day.
River.
Yeah, mate. G'day, boys. How are you doing today?
Yeah, we're almost on holidays, buddy.
Yeah.
What's the achievement for you?
Awesome. Well, the greatest sporting achievement of the last 10 years, in my opinion, is the breaking of Kennett's curse.
Okay. Hawthorn beating
semi-final Geelong and Hawthorn, mate. And everyone expected Hawthorn to choke again, but we got up, mate.
I support Hawthorn.
That was sensational. There was a great. You support Hawthorn. Listen to you, bandwag.
Back in the 80s, buddy.
Did you really?
Where were you in the 80s? DP Domenico, Johnny Platton, Jason Dunstall.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to keep going?
Good. No, well
Dermot
done.
Dermot Brereton.
Well done. Yeah, that was a great moment when they won that. Hadn't taken long. And Jeff Kennett was the man with the biggest smile on his face. All right, River, thanks for that. And is that Alicia? Hi, Alicia.
present. Hey, boys, how are you today?
Good.
Present and accounted for. What's the glorious moment, Alicia?
Well, as chuffed as I was to hear about all those boys doing all them things, what about the girls? What about Black Caviar?
Yeah, good call.
Plenty of great moments there, including her great moment when she had that one night stand with Exceed and Excel, and she's now in
fine. You keep going on about this, don't you, buddy?
Well, you know, it's great.
You love that,
Alicia. Thank you so much. You are absolutely spot on the money. Thank you all for your contributions once more. This is the KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session.
Now it's time for another one of Boz's Christmas Crackers.
Why can't a bike stand on its own? It's too tired. Get it? Too tired.
The KFC Summer Session.
The KFC Summer Session with Mark Bosnich, Matty Hayden and Tony Squires. Just about time for us to wrap it up, not just for the day, not just for the week, but for the year 2013. Indeed we are. Alert listeners will remember that at the very top of the show, we were playing with Jono, the world's dumbest radio game, I Spy. Isn't it good? That's what we're doing. He was in a car somewhere. He was driving between Sydney and Adelaide. He was in the Hay Plain, and he spied with his little eye something beginning with S. Sadly, we couldn't get through to him anymore with his phone.
He's gone out of signal.
Exactly.
He's in some part of Australia. There's no signal.
He has texted, though, because I just didn't want to give up on this. I think it's important that we have closure.
Yes. I like how you say closure.
Yeah, closure on that anecdote. Yeah. And it was an S, beginning with S, and we'd guessed seatbelt. Variety of things.
Speedometer.
He was going to Adelaide. I was going to go. Are you wearing socks and sandals just for hilarity?
Very good.
Didn't get to do that, sadly. It was sunglasses. Just for those at home who are playing along thinking, what is it?
Thank you, John. That was really original, buddy. You had all that time to think about that. That was phenomenal, but we appreciate your time.
Sadly, that is where we leave you. Thank you so much for your contributions during the past 3 weeks. We will again catch up on January 6th. That will be a Monday. We'll all be back. Drive carefully if you are driving. It is, of course, double demerits as we speak. We'll catch up then. Boza, have a nice time.
Have a great Christmas, everyone, and a wonderful new year. And we'll see you on, like Squires said, January 6th. Hey,
enjoy Squires, enjoy Boza.
All our listeners, take responsibility, be safe.
Will do. Okay, speak soon. Bye bye.
The KFC Summer Session.